Good morning, America. You listen to the Barry from a Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Barry.
How you do?
I'm doing great.
She is here. Good morning, D.
Good morning.
And Don the producer, you over there?
Yo, yo.
All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. But before we get into that, Sharon, you know what to do. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at SharonLizzie1 on Twitter and Instagram and SharonLizzie on Facebook.
All right, she.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at @IM_DMarie and the number 2.
The producer.
DGrew_forreal on the gram.
Yes. All right. And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @IAmBarryFarmer. If you need an extra dose.
And extra dose.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes.
You can always visit BarryFarmer.com. All right, guys, we got a great show for you here today. We'll be right back right after this.
If you're ever in need of custom apparel, look no further than Custom Creations. We also create banners, backdrops, shirts, decals, wholesale sublimation products, and so much more. Visit www.kkwsubs.com. Are you an aspiring entrepreneur? Are you seeking inspiration to keep you motivated on your business ownership journey? Then it's a perfect time to purchase a copy of Lipstick and Legacies by Holly Bird Miller, available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
All right, we are back on the Barry Farmer Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie. Now, listen, guys, you know, I've traveled around town and I stumble upon people, and I have a new friend here, Ms. Janelle Woodson of My Sweet Salon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well this morning.
Good. Look, I just so happened, guys, to just waltz on into Janelle's salon. I was like, hey, what you got here? We just sit there and we were talking about what she has going on. And I wanted to bring her in to let everyone know what My Sweet Salon is all about. Good morning. So let us know, first of all, tell us about yourself and My Sweet Salon.
Okay, so My Sweet Salon is an upscale. Open salon, and this salon I've created has oversized booths.
Okay.
And I've built privacy walls on the sides of each of these oversized stations.
Okay.
So that's why I'm able to call them suites.
Okay.
Right. And so I also have a nice break room with a kitchenette with a full-size refrigerator, microwave, and, you know, just a nice break room for the ladies who's going to work there.
Right.
Also, we have a back room with coin-operated washing machine.
Okay.
And it's also pay range compatible.
Okay.
Yeah. And so pay range is an app that you would download to your phone and you can start the machine with this app.
Well, start the washing machine with that?
You can start the washing machine.
I wonder if that's what all of them are using these days.
Right.
Interesting. Right. So, you know, with this, you have created a more affordable version of suites that we typically see around town or anybody that's listening. You know, so why do that?
Well, so actually, I was going to do fully enclosed suites, and I was looking at a space that, I was stalking a space that I wanted to rent out into fully enclosed suites, and I was stalking this space for like 5 years.
Really?
And yes, and so when I was going to hand in my application, and it just wasn't really feeling right, so I was kind of dragging my feet with it for like 3 months, actually, not the whole 5 years. And so anyway, when I was going to put in that application, I noticed that the Felice sign was gone.
Oh.
Somebody had beat me to the punch.
Dang.
Right. So I got a phone call that my old space was available.
Ah.
So where I'm at, My Sweet Salon, I was there 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I was ready to make a move, and I took back my old space.
Oh, look, back to beginnings.
Back to the beginning. Full circle. So now that I'm working with less square footage, I originally wanted to do the full suites, fully enclosed suites, and I didn't have enough space to do that, but I still wanted to create some type of privacy, with keeping COVID in mind. And so that's how I came up with the privacy walls and the oversized stations that I call suites.
That's right.
So it happened by accident, but
It works.
Yeah.
It works. So with that, tell everyone, you know, these are this is a place where people come to build their business, and you know, they're like independent businesses in each private section of the salon. So tell me the people that you're looking to rent to.
So just like the fully enclosed suites, you would have to have your business license and your own business name. That's what we're doing at My Suite Salon. There's no difference. Yeah, so these are going to be independent, established stylists who have room to grow, because at My Suite Salon, at this location, we get a lot of walk-ins. Yeah, so it'd be nice to have somebody in there who can, you know,
just take a walk-in.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's a great idea, too, because they're still going to make the money. But, you know, and that's a way to gain another, more clients and whatnot. I love the suite idea, because it's a way to, you know, learn how to operate a business and, you know, grow clientele. Everybody, you know, they're not necessarily fighting for a clientele, but they have their own people that are there just for them.
So these stylists, they need to be established. And in order to afford a booth rental, a suite rental, you need to be established. Yeah. But in My Suite Salon, you'll have the best of both worlds, because we're in an open salon, we get to learn from each other. You know, and exchange ideas. You know, when I first started out, the second salon I worked in, back in the days, I was 17 years old. No, actually, this was the first salon. I did my first short haircut. It was a disaster. It was a disaster. It really was. But then when I was 17, the second salon that I worked in, I worked right across a lady named Penny, and she specialized in short haircuts. And from watching her every day, that's how I learned to do short haircuts. So My Suite Salon is great, I think, because, you know, you get to learn from, you know, other stylists that you're around. Plus you have your privacy. Your own suite.
I can just imagine someone coming in and they got the little banner in there with on the wall, and it just says, you know, Letitia's
their business suite.
I like that.
So it's a separate, but you know, we're still in the same space. And we do share the common areas, like you know, the dryers and the shampoo area. But yeah, but you definitely have your separate working space, and it's oversized, which is amazing. Yeah,
it gives that separation and an opportunity to, you know, just engage your client without them getting distracted with the other stylists and whatnot.
Focus on your client. That's right.
So, well, tell me, you said that there's you can rent it for a venue?
Yes. So I'm opening up My Suite Salon as a venue also on certain days and times for traveling stylists. Who hosts classes, like maybe, for example, tape-ins, or micro links. You know, some stylists, they travel to different cities, and My Suite Salon would definitely be available for a venue, and also for local stylists too. They can come and show off their skills and you know, teach people, and it's also a form of creating a different stream of income.
So speaking of that, you're a businesswoman. You're really good. You're really knowledgeable about everything that goes on in the cosmetology world. Talk about this coaching that we might be starting up really soon.
So my coaching business, and I'm really excited about that. I'm very passionate about my coaching business. And it's really for me to help struggling stylists. You know, because on social media, you see a lot of stylists, and they're just, they're killing the game. They're doing really good. But then you have some stylists, they're barely making it. They're frustrated. And they just don't understand what's going on. You know? And they want to do well too. And that's where I come in at.
Right. And you're also looking to do like mentoring and things like that, like with local beauty schools and things like that as well.
Yes.
I think it's a great way to give back to the community as well.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes, yes, yes. And so Empire Beauty School is right across the street from My Sweet Salon. I've stopped in there. I've spoken to the director. Can I say his name? Mr. Epps. And we would like for the students at Empire Beauty School to come and do a field trip.
At My
Sweet Salon.
That's a great idea.
Yes, yes. And so it's just important for me to just give back to, you know, the people in the beauty industry, you know, and just, you know, my part of my story is I've lost every important man who was in my life, beginning with my father at age 11. And I lost two husbands. I'm a double widow. But even with that, I never stopped. I never gave up on my dreams and my goals. And I want those students to know that whatever you're going through, you can still go on with your goals and your dreams as well. And I want them to see entrepreneurship. I want them to come into the salon and just get a feel, you know, of what it is being in a space of, you know,
success.
Right. And I want to answer any questions that they may have. And a lot of time when those students are coming out of beauty school, they don't, they have no direction.
No direction.
You know, in beauty school, they learn a lot. They learn some business stuff, but they learn mainly the science of hair. But they don't know whether they should, you know, rent a booth or if they should, you know, do commission or what salon to work in. You know, and coming out of beauty school, renting a booth is not
for everybody
a good idea.
Not a good idea.
It's not, because they don't have any clientele. Unless they've already been working and they've built up a little bit. But you just need to make sure that you can afford booth rental. And if you can't, you need to go into a salon where you're working under commission, and build your clientele, then you grow. So you take baby steps. Then you can rent a booth. Then you can rent a suite. Then you can own your own business.
Come on, coach. Go on, coach. Listen, before we get out of here, let everyone know where they can find you.
So you can find me at 10609 Hull Street Road. At My Sweet Salon.
My Sweet Salon, everyone. Janelle Whitson, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Barry.
All right, guys. We will be right back right after this.